Welcome back to the Weekly Pass. I'm Bonnie Jill Laughlin, joined by my co-host, Holly Huggins. And I wanted to say it in unison. But it is really great to be in Dallas, to be a Dallas fan, and to be seeing what's going on. Western Conference Finals for both the Stars and the Mavericks. First time it's ever happened. And our Rangers are still reigning world champions. Our Cowboys, we'll talk about that another day. But Holly, don't you think it's great? I mean, yes, we cover the teams, but it's also great just to be a fan and to be in this city.
It's a fun time to be a Dallas sports fan, unless you're a diehard Cowboys fan, and then you're probably still in your
game. But then you jump on the bandwagon.
So, I know. I mean, maybe this is their year. We'll see. But, I mean, it is. And then every night you get to watch your basketball, hockey, you know. So, and hopefully I can stay up to see all of them. I'm excited. Yeah.
And the chances are, I mean, you would think one of our teams will get into the finals. That's what I'm hoping, at least, right? If you get my percentages, one's got to make it.
That's right. It'll be a big bummer if nobody does, but it's sure going to be fun leading up to it.
So we'll see. We're going to have all the action here, and we're going to be joined by our good friend, Steve Smith Smitty, who is NBA analyst and NBA champion. We are now joined by my good friend, Smitty, Steve Smith, NBA champion and NBA analyst. And Smitty's calling in from Atlanta, ATL. Smitty, how are you?
I am doing well, Bonnie. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Great. We're excited for tonight. Tip off is 7:30, Mavs, and obviously the Timberwolves. And it's funny because so many people are talking about right now, like, what is it that's made it so different from Luka and Kyrie actually making this work? Because before, we weren't sure how, if people were even labeling Kyrie as a cancer. What is it that has made this duo now like a 1-2 punch?
You know, Bonnie, I think a couple of things. Let's start off with Kyrie. He looks happy. You know, you guys are around him. Just him walking into the arena after, you know, games, his leadership right now. He just looks happy. And we all know his talent is far beyond most players that's in the NBA because of his skill set. And then I think Luka has started to trust Kyrie down at finishing games, at the end of the games. Both those guys have a great rhythm, and it takes time. You know, sometimes you put teams together, it takes a year or two, just like it happened in Miami when they had LeBron, Chris Bosh, and D-Wade. It takes some time. But I give Nico a lot of credit. The guys he brought in a trade has really made a difference.
Absolutely. And this series is so crucial. People are talking a lot about the defense, that the Minnesota has so much better defense than the Mavericks. But if you look at the team, especially a lot of the playoff games, I think the Mavs defense has definitely gotten better from last year. Are you seeing that being the big crucial point is the defense?
Bonnie, you're so correct. And the reason why is, like I talked about the trade, they have more size. They're more physical. They have some grit and some grimy guys that want to get into you. They want to rebound. They want to do the dirty work. And what I love is all those guys that you brought in and the rookie, Derek Lively, they are starring in their roles. They understand their roles, and they're coming out playing to the best of their abilities.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you something. I was reading Paul Pierce had some comments. People were comparing Luka to Larry Bird, and he wasn't too crazy about those comments. But he said, you know, perhaps maybe he's the European version of LeBron James. What are your thoughts on those comments?
You know, first of all, we can't overlook that you got on that Michigan State Go Green t-shirt. So thank you, Holly, for that.
Go white. That's right.
But, if you're getting compared to those guys, that is special. But I still put Luka in his own category. I got a chance to watch him when he was about 18, you know, overseas. He's just special. He's different. I mean, he's a guy that plays at his own pace. He plays like he's been here before, like he's 30, 35. And his skill set, there's nothing we've seen like this in a long time. The Larry Bird is totally different. But I think, obviously, he has to start to win some championship to go along with his greatness.
And then, you know, back on the Luka topic, I'm concerned about his knee. I don't know but where the health of his knee is. What do you think about that whole situation? I don't know how they're dealing with it in the locker room and in the training room, but I mean, he's still got a lot of basketball to play to get through this. How do you think this knee situation is going to affect him and he's going to hold up?
You know, Holly, you're totally right. You're right on point. I mean, if you watch the Dallas Mavericks right now, it's obviously they're playing a great team in Minnesota, and whoever they play, if they advance to the championship. Everybody's talking about, is Luka healthy enough? I mean, we know he's played extremely well. The last three games, I think he's closed out with three triple-doubles, and he's putting up impressive numbers. But I will give OKC a lot of credit. Those young guys, they beat him up. Lu Dort was all into him. And I think for him is, if some kind of way he can be healthy enough, you know, the Dallas Mavericks has a great chance to win, not only this series, but a championship.
Smitty, what do you think Luka has, you know, we've really seen him, how his impressive his numbers are and how he's really accelerated through these playoffs. What do you think it is that he's learned? Has he learned from Kyrie? Like, what is it that's made him so much better?
Bonnie, I'm going to ask you guys a question because we're watching here, watching him play. Luka is playing defense. Luka is rebounding. Luka is taking charges. Luka is diving on the floor. We hadn't seen that type of commitment from him, yeah, you know, throughout his first years in the league. Mm-hmm. He's playing winning basketball, and it has nothing to do with his skill level. And I think that's rubbing off on other guys. There have been times we all know he's going to cry with the referees and he didn't get back, didn't do the little things. He definitely did that in the last series.
And, you know, Smitty, I'm going to be honest. There were times where I thought, does he have the heart? Does he have the passion for this game? It seemed like in the offseason he let himself go. He did. He's not a gym rat. So it's like, what? I wonder what kind of clicked that made him say, you know what, I actually want to show, like, you know, yeah, obviously I've got all this talent, but now I've got the heart. I mean, you're a former player. What do you think it was? Like, a light bulb just went off, or what was it?
You know, I think, you know, let's just be honest, Bonnie. I think he came into the league, and it was just too easy, you know, from a standpoint individually, as far as all the accolades he's gotten individually. Hasn't won an MVP, but he's always been in that conversation the last 2 years. But when you start to look at the Dallas Mavericks hadn't gone far in the playoffs at all. And so I think right now the light bulb is clicked on. I have some help. I have the coach and I have the supporting cast around me. And I think you look around, all the mega stars are out. This is the new up and coming stars. And I think he has that taste of, I can win a championship with this group.
Do you see him eventually being an MVP? Because that's what everyone wants to talk about. He's always in the conversation, of course. But is he an MVP player moving forward, Smitty?
You know, I think if he takes the same mindset and obviously the same effort that he had in the last series versus OKC, yes. Because the Dallas Mavericks are put together to keep winning. You know, they have some young, talented guys that you can say will be, you know, really good for the next 2 or 3 years. Derrick Jones Jr. is a guy that I think is taking another leap, Bonnie, especially offensively, and also guarding different guys. So I think for him is he definitely could be an MVP next year. But there's a guy over there in Minnesota. His name is Anthony Edwards. Yeah. I know really well, Bonnie.
I love
him. This kid is from Atlanta. I've been knowing him since the 7th, 8th grade. He has stayed with me. He's a good friend of mine.
Oh, really?
So he's going to have a lot to say about it.
He's become one of my favorite players, Smitty. I mean, gosh. I mean, I know he's not like the mainstream name, but I think he's going to be. And his game, I mean, he's, you know, in the beginning, people thought he was kind of one-dimensional, but he's really worked on his game. And he is like, literally, there's nothing he can't do.
You know, Bonnie, you hit it. You guys need to come on NBA TV because he was one-dimensional. It was offense. And we saw it since he was in high school. I used to tease him. I said, what can you do on that defensive end? And I would tell people, on this show, his offense is there. He's getting better. Obviously, he's only 22 years old. But I think he's taking leaps and bounds on the defensive end. He wants to be the best defensive player at a guard spot in the NBA. And he proved it the last couple of series. He's guarded Devin Booker. He asked for Kevin Durant. And, oh, this is a big one. After they won it, Bonnie, against Denver, he called out and said, I want to guard Kyrie Irving. So we shall see.
There we go. Have you talked to him and given him any advice or any I know, inside, because, you know, you've been there?
No, I haven't talked to him yet. I try to leave him alone. I'm going to get a chance to see him. Probably coming down there or in Minnesota. The one thing I will say is he started to listen. He's starting to post up more. But it was so easy, buddy. If you see a guy, a kid that strong, that talented, he either shot a jump shot or went to the rim and dunked. But his mid-range game right now, his post-game, and his touch of shooting off the glass has been a lost art. He has really worked on that.
So I want to back up. You mentioned Derrick Jones Jr. earlier. That Oklahoma City game, you know, nail biter right down to the end. It really highlighted his talent. He talked at the end of that about this fear no one mentality. What does he mean by that fear no one mentality?
I think he's taking that challenge, Holly. I mean, I'm watching him defensively. He's always been a good player on the defensive end, but he has taken all the best wing guys and obviously let Kyrie and Luka play more offense. But what I'm more impressed of, he seemed like he knocked down every timely three-point shot. That's not what he's known for, It's usually dunks, defense, and highlights, but he looked like one of those highly skilled players that has definitely worked on this jump shot in the last two or three seasons.
Yeah. Holly, you were talking about the spread. Get into that.
Yeah. So it seems that the Mavs are not really favored to win this game this evening at the Target Center. I think I read the books were showing about a 64% chance that they're not going to win tonight's game. But the good thing is, you know, they have the ability to bounce back and to reconcile and recalibrate. You know, they've not had any losses with consecutive games like that. So, I hope the statistics are wrong, but we shall see, you know.
Yes, Smitty, do you have an outcome on this game or anything? You're the analyst, so what do you think happens in this game one?
I would say is the size of the Minnesota Timberwolves, not just from the front court, but the back court. Mm-hmm. It's going to come down to rebounding. I think that everybody's going to have to chip in with the Mavericks. If they can rebound at a high clip, the Dallas Mavericks, or even they have a good chance of winning this game. You have two guys that can take over basketball games. We have Anthony Edwards. He's young. We have Karl Anthony Towns, and we have the old vet Mike Conley. But you have two guys in Kyrie and Luka. I don't think we've seen both those guys, like, extremely hot in one game. If that happens, you got to give the nod to the Dallas Mavericks. But as far as doing the dirty work and the little things, because of their size and defense, that's why I think most people are picking the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Now, Smitty, you did hear Mike Conley. He is questionable for this game. They said that he's got an Achilles injury. Do you know anything more about that?
You know, he missed a game in the last series, and they are totally different, Bonnie, with him in all, on the court and off. And you can look at the numbers. It's extremely better. It's just the leadership. Anthony Edwards talked about it. He said, taking that responsibility of being a point guard, being a leader, trying to score and trying to facilitate was hard without Mike Conley. When they had him come back for game 7, you saw it was a totally different team. Without him, they lose a lot. So if Mike Conley's not able to go, I'm leaning toward the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens. I do have to talk about, okay, there's lots of talk with the TNT. What's going to happen inside the NBA? I mean, when you think about that show and you were part of that family, I can't see it being anywhere else. I mean, a lot of people just watch Inside the NBA. They just watch that show. They don't even care about the game as much. And now there's, you know, talks that NBC is going to get the rights for the NBA. I mean, that's an NBA culture, that show, and what y'all do and everyone in that family. Where do we go from here?
You know, Bonnie, you said it, and I will tell you, it's not a basketball show. They're a sitcom. They're like Seinfeld. It's just they're talking about sports. I mean, you can't duplicate this group. I mean, they've been the best for years and years. It's to talk around the studios, mm-hmm. and hopefully we get a chance to get an answer pretty soon. But you won't be able to duplicate those guys because they don't go by no script. They're not looking at any stats. They're going out, and this is one of the best basketball or sports sitcoms we've ever seen.
Absolutely. Smitty, before we let you go, I have to talk about Caitlin Clark. As a player, you know that transition from college to the pros in any sport is a huge, huge jump. The game's faster, you know, so many different things. And, you know, she's struggling, and a lot of people are already getting on her. We know the impact she's made already with the WNBA. How long do you think she gets into this rhythm, into this groove, or do you think she's going to struggle this entire season?
You know, Bonnie, I think you look at it as most of the times the number one pick, they go to a bad team. And I'm not saying they're a bad team. I think it takes some time for them to get used to it. There's so much pressure on her. We can't deny what she did in college. But that's over. And, you know, once you go to the next level, at any level, whether it's NFL, basketball, baseball, it's a total different level. I would tell you the hardest part for me was I was the best player at Michigan State. But was I the best player every day? Every day in Miami in practice. So practices are harder than you've ever seen. And I think for her is no excuses. This is what, you know, when you have that target on your back, she has to overcome it. I think her skill set and her mindset, you can see the way so far to me, Bonnie, it hasn't bothered her. But obviously people want to see some more wins and see her put up bigger numbers. I just don't think it's going to happen right away. Just like Victor Wembanyama, it took him some time.
Yeah, absolutely. Were you just like Holly and I, and you were more into the women's college basketball championship more than the men, or were you partial to both? Because I'm going to be honest with you, I was so dialed in to the women. It was unbelievable.
Well, you have to say, I would say, you know, this year the women superseded the men.
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, there's no doubt about that. If anybody says other, you know, they just wasn't really being honest. The women's game at that college level during the March Madness run was phenomenal. So, yeah, I was definitely dialed into both because I was working March Madness for the men.
Right.
But I definitely was peeking, getting a chance to watch all the women's games.
Absolutely. Smitty, are we going to see you here in Dallas? I mean, hopefully if we advance to the NBA Finals, but will we see you here at all for the Western Conference?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I have the Western Conference, for the NBA Finals. So if it's you or Minnesota, I'll be at both. So I'm looking for dinner from you guys. And then, Holly, I'm going to bring you a Michigan State jersey.
Yes.
Bonnie is not a Spartan fan. So
well, no, wait. You know, to be honest, we both of our exes went to Michigan State. She just happens to still like Michigan and say, I'm not a Sparty because my ex is an ex and he can stay there. Yeah. But Holly, she's still riding
with
him. I'm
still repping it, man. I mean, you know goodness when you see it, you know, whether he's gone or not, Michigan State is still good
stuff. I respect the program, and I love Smitty. He's a dear friend, but hook him.
Yeah, we'll get you some dinner. We'll get you some dinner.
We will definitely take you out. We'll take you out in the town. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Smitty. Love you, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye. See you guys.
Bye. Good stuff from Smitty. Always, I think we're kind of spoiled, Holly, because we always have great guests that really tell us everything that maybe they wouldn't tell other people. I feel like we've got that inside.
That's true. And I like it when they agree with everything that we say. You know,
like we were just so perfect.
That's
like
right.
Everything.
You hit the nail on the head.
Nigel, Holly, y'all know everything.
That's right. You should be on the camera talking there on TNT with them.
And I think it was the Sparty shirt that really, you know, helped.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
You're welcome.
Well, that was it for another Weekly Pass edition, and we will be back next week, and hopefully we'll be talking about some W's on the board for both the Stars and the Mavericks. Until next time, Bonnie Jill.
Holly Huggins.
See y'all later.
Bye.